We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggies Locker Room. Auggies Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggies is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggies doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
SportsBeat AM continues with the latest in Notre Dame football recruiting. This is the Blue and Gold Illustrated Recruiting Update with Mike Singer.
Well, the Fighting Irish picked up a verbal commitment last night for the class of 2023. And it's at the wide receiver position. Braylon James is now Fighting Irish, and James is someone that you're probably very familiar with if you are a subscriber to Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, or if you listen to this program regularly. Mike Singer has talked about Braylon James for a couple of months now, and now he's a member of the Irish class of 2023, commitment number 9, third on the offensive side of the football, and wide receiver number 1. Mike Singer joins us live here on WSBT Radio. Mike, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Morning, Darren.
Good morning to you. Braylon James is a very familiar name now for Irish football fans, and he said yes to the Fighting Irish last night. Give us your insight. What is your overall impressions of Braylon James?
Well, I mean, overall impressions, I think I'd want to start with him as a young man before even talking about him as a football player, because he is an outstanding fit for the Fighting Irish. And I was actually able to interview him a few days before his commitment went public to talk to him about it. I mean, typically interviews for me, Darren, are about, I don't know, 4 or 5, 6 minutes with players. This was 17 minutes. He just could not stop talking about Notre Dame and just how excited he is about the Fighting Irish. Terrific, terrific off-the-field fit for Notre Dame. I actually joked with him. I was like, man, I can't believe that you weren't really considering Notre Dame before, you know, the coaching staff change at Notre Dame, because, I mean, the Irish staff before just collectively was not doing a good job recruiting Braylon James. And then Chancey Stuckey comes in, Marcus Freeman makes him a bigger priority. And Notre Dame went from a school that was an afterthought in his recruitment to the number one school for him, really, Darren, in the blink of an eye. And he reports over a 5.0 GPA. I think it's a 5.34. Obviously, that's a weighted GPA. That is outstanding. He's incredibly smart. You know, life after football is such a big deal to him. It's a really great get for Notre Dame.
6'3 wide receiver, Mike, and I know that you look at the on-3 composite, all of the main recruiting services coming together on average, they all feel like this is a high-end wide receiver. So how important was it for Notre Dame to get Braylon James to kick off recruiting at the wide receiver position in the class of 2023?
I mean, Darren, that might be the biggest softball you've ever tossed me. I mean, it's a huge deal for Notre Dame. I mean, yeah, he's listed as a number 107 player overall, number 19 wide receiver in the country. Some of these sites have him, you know, I think ESPN has him as a top 50 player. So kind of, you know, differs from the sites you're looking at. But I mean, look, Notre Dame has such a need at the receiver position, and Braylon James is just such a great way to kick off this wide receiver class. I mean, final three was TCU, Stanford, and Notre Dame. So he got high academic schools. And you look through some of his other offers, Texas A&M, LSU, USC, you know, Penn State, Michigan. Notre Dame's always beaten out Michigan on the recruiting front here. Oregon. So, yeah, I mean, talented player. I think he'll fit the boundary spot pretty well. I think by the time he gets to Notre Dame, he's going to be up to 200 pounds. You know, listed about 6'3", 175 or 180 right now. So just all in all, yeah, it's a monster get for the Irish.
He's Mike Singer, Notre Dame football recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. So we just fast forward into the future a little bit. You take a look at the Irish wide receiver position. This year's sophomore class, Mike, very talented. Lorenzo Styles Jr., Deion Colsey, Jaden Thomas will probably see a little bit more of him this year. You've got Tobias Merriweather will be a freshman coming up this fall. So I guess that's kind of the nucleus of the next wave of Irish wide receivers. You add James now to the class of 2023. Considering the construction of the roster, Mike, can you estimate how many wide receivers you think the Irish might take in this 23 class?
Yeah, I know Notre Dame fans want me to say about 47, but that's not able to be the case. The number I've heard is 3. So Notre Dame is hoping to land a couple of its major targets here moving forward. Rodney Gallagher from Pennsylvania. A lot of folks consider him a Penn State lean, but Notre Dame's doing a really nice job with him. He's more of a slot receiver. He's under 6 foot, but a really impressive athlete. Jaden Greathouse is about 6'2", 220 pounds. He's a bigger receiver, and he's also from the Austin area, just like Braylon James. And James told me that he is close friends with Greathouse and will be recruiting him pretty hard here. So I think those are two guys definitely keep an eye on. Obviously, five-star Carnell Tate, Notre Dame would love to have, but he's looking more and more like a pipe dream. Tennessee seems to have jumped both Notre Dame and Ohio State. Tennessee, with just in the NIL world, seems like they're really recruiting at a high level, if that's the right term for it. So those are the few names to know right now, but I do think 3 is the number you're looking at, keeping in mind graduate transfers could or potentially even undergrad transfers could always be an option for Notre Dame.
Mike, you know all these Irish receivers pretty well. You followed their recruitment. I mentioned Styles, Colsey, Thomas, Merriweather. Now, James, I'd like to get just your thought where you think the position stands right now as we look into the future of that position at Notre Dame.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, it's talented. I mean, I like Colsey. You know, he's a big-bodied receiver, makes plays. I think he's going to kind of follow in that line of strong boundary receivers Notre Dame has had over the years. I like Merriweather out to the field. He's got some twitchy, silky smoothness to his game. I mean, obviously Lorenzo Styles, I personally like him in the slot. I mean, I think he's a dynamic athlete. Get the ball in his hands and let him work. Jaden Thomas, any of the positions, he's got some versatility to his game. I also think he could be a pretty good safety from what I saw in high school, of Jaden Thomas here in the Atlanta area. So it's a talented group, you know, that young four. Braylon James adds to it. You know, the struggle at the receiver position is obviously the numbers. You know, it's just not a deep unit. You would like to have, you know, probably two more scholarship receivers at least. Of course, they bumped up Matt Salerno from walk-on to scholarship, so that makes the numbers look a tad better. But, you know, I think without him, if you don't include Salerno, I think it's, what, 7 scholarship receivers? So yeah, it's a pretty low number when you'd like to be closer, you know, 10 or 11.
Well, I guess I have to figure out a way, as we talk about Braylon James, to bring up quarterback recruiting. So I'll just ask, Braylon James, does he know Dante Moore at all? Any communication between the two?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure if you read this, Darren, if you're just tossing me another softball.
I threw a softball to you there.
Yeah, Braylon James did tell me, you know, that, or I asked him, like, hey, you know, putting on your recruiting hat, and he did mention Jaden Greathouse, who I mentioned earlier, that he would be recruiting, and also he said Dante Moore, you know, he's going to go after him, the five-star quarterback from Detroit, who Notre Dame desperately wants, you know, in the 2023 recruiting class. He said that, hey, his pitch is talking life after football. You know, they're not like tight friends yet or anything like that. But Braylon has said, you know, Dante has all the talent. And you can find this story at blueandgold.com. He said, you know, Dante has all the talent in the world. He's going to play in the NFL someday. But, you know, when all of that is over, you know, whenever football is over, where do you want that degree from? And he's like, you know, for me, it's definitely Notre Dame. And I hope it is for Dante.
I think that went into the category of subscriber information, so I never like to say that. I want to give you the softball if you want to say it or not, so I'm really careful with that information. So the class of 2023, Mike, you got three offensive players now in the group. Cedric Irvin Jr., the four-star running back out of Florida. You got Cooper Flanagan, a four-star tight end out of California. So that's a pretty good place to start. I know only three players to talk about, but do you feel like the Irish are building something really good on the offensive side of the football in this class?
I think offensive line is going to take care of itself here soon. I mean, that's the one. Even though Notre Dame typically has like two or three offensive linemen committed at this point of any given recruiting cycle, I'm not worried about offensive line. Obviously, tight end. Notre Dame's done a nice job there. Running back, Notre Dame's recruiting really well at the running back spot right now. You know, you got Cedric Irvin Jr. committed. I think they're going to get another guy named Jaden Lamar from the state of Washington sometime in the next month or so. And so it's really quarterback to me, for me, Darren. It's quarterback and receiver. They got to get Dante Moore, and they need to, you know, close on a talented wide receiver class. If they do that, then you're looking at one of the best offensive classes for Notre Dame in some time.
Mike, this is the final chance. I'll have an opportunity to talk to you before the Blue Gold game comes up on Saturday. Is the Blue Gold game going to be an important day for Notre Dame football recruiting?
And I love these softballs you're tossing me, Darren.
Hey, I tell you what, when I was with the South Bend Cubs, I was the batting practice pitcher every once in a while, so I'm good at giving up home runs. So there you go. You're working with the right guy.
It might be one of the biggest recruiting weekends of the year. I mean, from what I've confirmed, you have several most of Notre Dame's 2023 class will be on campus. The two main ones that are super important, Keon Keeley, a five-star pass rusher, and Peyton Bowen, a top 50 safety recruit. Both have been, you know, wavering a little bit in their commitments, you know, just in terms of taking other visits. So it's really important that they're both back on campus. Some important offensive line recruits, Monroe Freeling, Sullivan Absher, Austin Seierveld, some top of the board offensive line targets in 2023. Jaden Greathouse, who I mentioned earlier, and Rodney Gallagher, those two important receiver targets, they're on campus. Emmett Mosley, yes, that name should sound familiar. Of course, you know, his father played football for the Fighting Irish, and mother was a really big-time soccer player for Notre Dame. You know, he's a class of 2024 player and a big one at that. Jaden Lamar, that running back I mentioned, five-star safety, Caleb Downs. So the list goes on, and we'll have plenty of content to preview that weekend at blueandgold.com. But, yeah, it's a huge and important visitor weekend.
All right, one final question for you, Mike. I guess take off your recruiting cap for just a second. The Blue Gold game on Saturday, is there a player or two, if you were sitting down to watch the game, that – just from a personal standpoint, knowing these guys through the recruiting process, you're really curious to see them in action on Saturday?
Well, obviously the answer is Tyler Buchner, but I don't know if you've been checking your phone during this, Darren, but he is out for the Blue Gold game.
I have not seen that.
Breaking news. You've seen that, Darren?
I have not. No, I'm looking it up right now. So go right ahead. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it's I mean, I'm just looking at this on Twitter. I think it's an ankle. He was spotted in crutches, brace on his right ankle. He's limping in. So that's at the Blue Gold game draft this morning. But
and I can add on to that, your colleague Patrick Engel says that Notre Dame trainer Rob Hunt made it official that Buckner will not play in the spring game, a brace on his right ankle.
Okay, yep. There you go. So then if he's not playing, you're obviously looking at these other quarterbacks. I think Steve Angeli, you know, that's my boy. I'm really looking forward to seeing just kind of how he performs in this setting, especially since he's going to get a lot more reps in this game than previously if Buckner were to be playing in it. So he's a guy I've been very high on while, you know, some of these ranking websites have not been. So I'm really excited to see the true freshman quarterback for Notre Dame. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, you haven't heard much about Jalen Snead, the true freshman early enrollee at the linebacker position, you know, five-star caliber player, which haven't heard much about him this spring, and we also haven't gotten much practice access, to be honest, in years past. So maybe he's just doing really well. We haven't been able to see it. When I say we, you know, the media as a whole. Keep an eye on the linebacker spot and Jalen Snead and if he gets some playing time and how he does.
All right, very good. Well, I know Tyler Horka, your colleague at Blue and Gold Illustrated, is at the Notre Dame Blue Gold game draft, and I just got a text from Tyler. He's going to join me for his normal spot at 8:35 so he can add some more insight on this breaking news that Mike just mentioned, that Tyler Buckner will be out of the Blue Gold game due to an ankle injury, and I see that Drew Pine is undraftable now. He's going to play for both teams.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Mike, tell us about all the recruiting coverage that you have coming up at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.
Yeah, like I said, Darren, this Blue Gold game weekend is going to be the one of the biggest recruiting weekends of the year for Notre Dame. So stay tuned for, you know, all the preview content of that, the aftermath and what all of it ended up happening and what it all means. And then I think we're in commitment season now, Darren. So we might have some weeks here where I'm on multiple times a week to talk about some commitments. So, it's definitely an exciting time at blueandgold.com, and that $1 for 1 year deal, it's still going on. So, to Darren's listeners, make sure you go and sign up, and hey, maybe you'll even see Darren on the message board here and there.
Every once in a while I'll pop up. That's for sure. Hey, good to see you, Mike. Are you in town for the Blue Gold game?
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll see you up in the press box then, probably.
Sounds good. I'll see you then, Darren.
All right, Mike. Safe travels. We'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks.
That is Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. His thoughts on the commitment of Braylon James. Again, the breaking news, Tyler Buckner will not play in the Blue Gold game scrimmage. The sophomore quarterback out with an ankle injury. More on that coming up. Tyler Horka live from the Blue Gold game draft in about 12 minutes on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.